All right, let's see. Lauren, New York City, is that correct? Wow, that's a long time to wait for a Seattle place.
It's fine. How are you?
Well, I think I'm okay, except for I wonder where the tree came down that cut us off for a while, but that's another story.
Yeah. Dr. Wright, I'm calling about ovarian cysts.
Yes, ma'am.
I had one. It was 11 millimeters, and I just had a surgery on Monday to remove it. But I was wondering what causes them, because I don't know, am I prone to getting them, and how do I prevent myself from getting another one? Is it caused by bioidentical hormone replacement therapy? And if you've had one, should you stay away from it? That's my question.
Okay, ma'am. I'm guessing what causes them is a lack of the substance that gets rid of them. And these do not just occur in women with bioidentical hormone replacement. Good grief, our 18-year-old daughter had an ovarian cyst, and she did get rid of hers within 6 months. Now, what one does is one works with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine because this is a long-term use of iodine and iodide. No kidding. And what we had our daughter do was to get the old Lugol's iodine stuff, which for full strength, you have to have a prescription for it. Everything that's online is a 2% strength to 10% strength, but it's not full strength. And while it is safe to use 2 drops of Lugol's iodine, it's below the threshold for suppressing the thyroid. It's 2 drops a day, that is. It's still a very, 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 very good idea to be working with the doctor on this. We're all different, and maybe you're even more sensitive than most people. We hope not. But what we had our daughter do is take 2 drops of Lugol's iodine a day, and when she went back in 6 months for another little scan of her ovaries, the cyst was gone. No kidding. And that has worked with many, many women I've worked with over the years. The reason I've worked with so many women is back early in my career, I actually helped catch babies at home for women who wanted home deliveries and did that for 7 or 8 years. So a lot of women referred their friends for other things. And there we are. Now, the worst one I've worked with is a woman who was told she had very complex ovarian cysts. And she happened to live in Los Angeles. And I only saw her once, the first time. But 2 years later, when we were on the phone, she said that her cysts were gone and it had taken that long, but once she started the iodine, they didn't get worse, and then they started to get slowly, slowly, slowly better. And this was called a very complex one. Usually, it's just one or maybe two of them, and it's not real complex. Now, I'm guessing, I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that it's the lack of the iodine that causes them in the first place, simply because the iodine takes them away. And most of us, since we're not Japanese or Icelandic, we don't have a lot of iodine in our diets.
Right. So then what should I do going forward? Now that I've had the operation, what should I do?
Well, you definitely want to prevent them, don't you? And this will prevent them just as
Yes.
much as it will treat them. So you need to work with a doc who can give you a prescription for Lugol's. Again, it's for nearly everybody. It's safe at 2 drops a day, but you still want to be working with the doctor if there's any remote chance at all of thyroid suppression. And again, full strength Lugol's has to be on prescription. That was a regulation passed by FDA because drug dealers were using it to make drugs. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
And we're all drug dealers, of course, so we have to be precluded from getting it.
So you're saying it's not because of bioidentical, it's not because of estrogen.
Ma'am, it may be. Here's why. Maybe
Okay.
sort of. Let's do sort of. Now, remember, our 18-year-old daughter was not taking bioidentical hormones. No way, and she still got a cyst.
Right.
Okay,
Right.
but here's why. There is a balance between estrogen and iodine. Now, some women will get sore breasts when their iodines could peak, and I'd say at least 4 to 5% of women on bioidentical hormone replacement say, "Ooh, my nipples got sore." Okay, we say, okay, take a couple of drops of Lugol's iodine, and for 90% of those women, the soreness goes away. So did the estrogen cause it, or was it the estrogen in the absence of iodine that caused it? You see?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So in conclusion, I
There you
should
go.
take 2 drops. I actually have Lugol's iodine.
Oh, good for you, and I
So
hope
I
it's
should.
the full. Yeah.
It,
You go.
yeah, I got it from your clinic actually. So
Okay.
I should take from now on until forever 2 drops per day
That's right,
of
ma'am.
that.
And make sure
And
you get your
it's
thyroid check
okay.
from make sure you get your
Okay,
thyroid
and it's
check
all.
from time to time.
Okay, and it's also okay if I remain on estrogen and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy.
Yes, ma'am, because if you've got those two drops of Lugol's in to do whatever it is that opposes estrogen-causing trouble,
Okay, great.
All right, have you got a doctor back in New York City who knows natural medicine you can ask questions to?
I do, but I don't think he's as knowledgeable as your clinic, so I actually am a patient of Dr. Russell's.
Well, good. She's a very knowledgeable lady, too.
Right, yes. Yeah. She actually suggested that I get the cyst removed, so
probably when it got to that size, I suspect that had to do with it, the size, because a little larger than average, yeah.
Yeah, yes, it was. So can I just ask you another question about cysts? What's the difference between a kidney cyst and an ovarian cyst? Like for doctors, they see an ovarian cyst and they immediately say it must be removed, but a kidney cyst doesn't have to be removed. So why is there a difference?
I can't explain that one, ma'am, because I don't think either one of them needs to be removed. The iodine, as I said, very complex ovarian cyst. It got rid of it. It took 2 years. And the kidney cysts, they're only dangerous as they get so big and they're putting pressure on the whole kidney and they're going to destroy it. But that doesn't happen very often.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling and thank you for your patience while we had our weather break out here.